Dougie Moore.
For IOX Bubble. Good morning, Ken.
John, how you doing today?
Like a baby last night. Doing good. For the a good day.
Well, these should be done today before the rain starts.
Hoping. I ain't getting wet. I didn't bring my rain shoes today.
Driving a big truck in the rain is all the people that won't turn on their lights.
Not anymore. They do what they want to do. Not my monkeys, not my circus.
Somebody.
1KO4HKX.
Morning, Patrick. Sounds like you made it to the truck already.
Yeah. It'll be Wednesday.
Yeah, I thought I heard that diesel whining.
Next week the schedule changes, though, so I'll be different next week.
Diesel will still be begging for fuel.
Not that. Y'all, have a good night.
Debbie.
He's already this morning.
56 when I left the house this morning.
26 tonight.
Seems in 24 hours, isn't it?
50 mile per hour winds up our way. Plotted in an oil change in this car today.
Now the brakes for a little while.
Yesterday at the office with my social security situation, I can only work a little over 20 hours per week on average. I mean, they give me every week 20 hours. I'd be at my max that I can make without being penalized. So, but that's okay. After January 1st next year, that goes away.
Afford to live between now and then.
But fine. Doing fine and dandy, especially all the hours they throw at me. I'll just have to work less next week, I guess. And I said, you know, that was for last month. I've already hit my capacity for last month. This next, I'm working now for the paycheck. It's going to come in March. So, it's a whole new month.
They pay you once a month out there, or how do they do that?
Weekly, every 2 weeks. So, just average it out. Make sure I don't go over my limit. Alex.
Ken.
And, you know, Susan's the same way. She can only work so much. But for every year closer she gets to 65, that number goes up on what you can make.
Daddy, it stays the same. It's just every year they go up on it a little bit due to cost adjustments for inflation. So last year was 18-something, now it's 19, up to 19-something you can make per month. And then once you turn 65, it's not your age. You're allocated to make a lot more without being penalized. And then once you hit your full retirement age, whatever that is, like mine's 66, 10 or 11 months, I can make whatever.
That sounds about right.
Per month you can make this year. 18 something last year. 80 something hours a month.
For less money, that way you can work more hours.
Because I have contemplated that, Patrick.
Who with you?
When you hit retirement age, there's no joking about some things. That's the retirement income. What they call it, the fixed income. Yeah, tried that the other night at the dinner table. When it was time to pay the check. I said, hey, guys, I'm about a fixed income.
Just laughed at you.
Unless you've got a really, really good nest egg, you're probably going to be working in retirement.
I might get to retirement age. It ain't going to be there anyway, so you just work till you fall over in the hole.
I know, Ken, you probably got a 401k or something at work, right?
Yeah, Roger. I had to start back over when I took this job. So I cashed out, paid everything off in the last job.
Twice. One thing I really owe is what I'm driving. That's the wife's car.
Hey, back. I'm gonna run into the convenience store here for a minute. KO4HKX.
Run into it. Cost of money. KD4IOX.
KW Mobile. That extra class, that thing was just aggravating. I like radio too much to put up with that.
I'm side with you there, Ken. I thought about it for a little while. I don't know. I think I'm just going to... I'll try to hack away at it over time.
Stay right where I'm at, or I may, you know, just look at all the questions and just the answers and go that route. Just depends on it. Just... You know, they want you to use the band or lose it, and then, but they want to make it so hard for you to use it.
They drop the code requirement for you. Yeah, well, with what you've learned in that class, again, you're probably way ahead of the curve. You're probably way ahead of me. But I'm pretty good at reading questions and answers, and repetition will make me memorize it.
Question and answer is all you really need. I don't know, the class just makes it more complicated. I mean, they're trying to teach you a 2-year course, you know, in an hour.
If it was an in-person kind of thing, you're not sitting in front of the computer, you know, it's close by, it's convenient, that'd be fun. I'd really like that.
In the general class, because it was that way. It was in person. It was right there in Greer. So it really worked out good.
Knowledge, any knowledge you get is a bonus. So I'll just, you know, I think it's important to have that knowledge, but I think I'd rather learn it over a long period of time rather than trying to cram it in like that.
Okay.
Room in this old noggin.
The information is something that I'm not really interested in it, so it makes it, you know, twice as hard.
Probably a lot like Eric. The fact that I just really like electronics. It's just having the time to sit down and do it, along with everything else that's going on in life, makes it kind of tough.
It makes me to sleep, so I mean, at the end of the day, reading's not something that I want to do.
For his videos, he's a real good presenter. It's just, you know, how interesting can you make the material? Night is a whole lot easier in the morning before construction begins.
Yeah, I haven't had to ride it in the afternoon yet.
I only ran across two flaggers yesterday, two areas where they were flagging.
HKX. Going on 25 down from the state line. They got up the signs warning for road construction starting the 4th of March.
Was that before you get the 14 or 290, excuse me?
Flying all the way down.
How do you do that median wall?
Not even came through there.
Yesterday afternoon on the way home, and then they started at the state line this morning on the way down.
Sam's Club this morning. Diesel's down to $3.75 a gallon.
We can buy diesel fuel cheaper in North Carolina than South Carolina now.
South Carolina started their new highway tax, what, last year, year before? But I can't predict these fuel prices. They go up, down. It's whatever they make, I guess.
I mean, yesterday they went up 20 cents.
The Exxon station over here, it's $2.79 a gallon this morning, and diesel's $3.85. Retirement thing, do you guys do most of your retirement before tax or after tax?
Question again.
Do you fund your retirement plan pre-tax or after tax?
Pre-tax. I did the 401k, so... that's all pre-tax dollars. Of course, if I was to take a withdrawal from that, they're going to tax me on it at that point in time. But until you reach the age of 59 and a half, if you take a withdrawal from your 401k prior to 59 and a half years old, you have to pay a substantial penalty. Tax.
Both ways, funding it pre-tax lowers your tax liability now, but funding it after tax lowers your tax liability later because you're not paying the higher rate on it because taxes are not getting any cheaper as you age. They're only going up.
Might have a different idea, but hindsight being 2020, I would have preferred to do what they call a Roth 401k, and that's what it is, what you're talking about. Under a Roth 401k, your dollars you put in it are taxed at that point. That way, when you draw it out, there is no tax.
Probably better to do it, you know, that way, because that way you're paying tax on what the rate is now. But mine's the other way. Mine's all free tax. Man, they put another darn stinking red light on White Hampton.
Well, everything I do now is Roth IRAs after tax. I fund them myself. So that's why I was asking if, because I've heard arguments for both, and I just figured, since we're talking about it, see which way y'all go.
Your age, and you're still working, you can afford to pay the taxes then, probably more than you can afford to take them out when you're on that, quote, fixed income. KD4, IOX.
Of course, but I think you double what Ken.
I was saying that on the Roth, when it makes interest and everything, you don't have to pay taxes on that.
Is you only pay taxes on the growth of it, not the whole thing, not the principal. That being said, I have a very limited understanding of the whole retirement planning and taxes and all that stuff.
The free class up in Spartanburg about it.
There are sources out there, Patrick, that can educate you on that. Partly, can't emphasize this enough to anybody that's listening. Research it now. Don't wait till later. Do it now. Know what you're getting into. Know what you need to be squirreling away. That way, when the time comes, it's not like you're trying to play catch-up.
That, I agree. And the one I'm looking into now is the SEP plan, the SEP, for self-employed. And you can put, I think it's up to 25% of your profits in there. So that's the one I'm trying to research now.
Well, you know, automatically. So that way you don't even miss it. And then when you do retire, it's there. You know it's there. You know how it's been performing. And you can allocate your investments the way you'd like.
Market's so crazy, I put mine all in the safe fund.
Investment models with our state one in North Carolina, which is what I'm a member of, or my funds are at, whatever you call it. They have different investing strategies. You can go aggressive, you can go moderate, or you can go conservative. And, you know, for a lot of years there, I was aggressive. And then as you get closer to being retired, you want to go extremely conservative. Less risky investments, that way you don't lose your retirement to the market fluctuations as bad.
And since I've been in it at this place, I'm only down like 1.9%.
Investment side of things, always look at long term. What are you doing long term? How's your investments going? You can't really base it on the short term stuff because of the fluctuations. About taking some cash and investing it in, there's an investor guy, what's his name? I think it's Pilot, is the program they call it. And all he does, he models the investing strategies of people in Congress, like Pelosi, you know, the people who have the insider information. And he's being very successful at it.
Out some loophole to shut that down for a long too, where you can't see what they're investing in.
report it. Under their guidelines, they have to report it within, I think, 30 days.
An article, they said that a lot of the big investors, Gates, Bezos, Zuckerberg, and everything, they all sold off a bunch of their stock in their companies in the last 30 days. It's like they think something's going to happen.
This morning on, before y'all got on, this is what I was doing, is, and Bezos was selling off a bunch of his stocks for the same thing that in the last 30 days, something he's never done before.
I need to be extremely conservative right now.
They were also talking about that new NVIDIA stock that's coming out with all the AI stuff and how well it's performing and growing. Like three times something or four times, I can't remember. But it was just leaps and bounds of making money.
Series called Billions.
Show.
It was really good. It's about investing. Investing firm. Making, you know, investing billions. And they're talking about shorting stocks.
Four episodes of it, but that's it. Didn't watch it.
I was about shorting stocks and how they're making money when it's falling. You know, they just buy and sell at the right times, and it's called shorting the stock. They sell a bunch of stock to cause an intentional something or another. Anyway, it was really interesting. $100 one day and invested in some crypto. That didn't last long.
Any of that. The other thing I've been looking at is ETFs, where they pay dividends. Been looking at those for investments to help things grow.
4IOX. Here's the work, fellas. Y'all have a great day. Take care. Catch you down the pike. Good talking money this morning. Wish I was making money instead of talking it. You'll have a great day. K4IOX, 73.
Leon, KO4HKX, have a great day.
Be safe out there. KN4GFW.
And then stuff like that's something I need to do more of, and finding somebody you trust to guide you in that is, I don't know, I just hard to find for me.
They all got their own ideas about, you know, how to do it and everything, so I just put mine in a safe thing in my 401k between my what I'm putting in and my catch up, and their match is like 16%, you know, every paycheck, so no, that'll help out. It'll pay off everything that I owe, so it should be debt-free when I retire.
Become debt-free, it changes a lot of things for you. Not having house payments and car payments and all that. Especially when you're retired, it changes your attitude and what you have to make and do drastically.
They got a... they don't have a pension anymore, so it's called an age-weighted contribution that they do every year into your 401k for the people that are getting close to retirement. And for me, it's like about $4,000 or $5,000 that they put in there.
It's up quick, especially when it's making money for you. Ken, did you miss the class last night?
Nothing at all. Just slept a lot better and everything. I just like it, like radio too much to have to put up with that. Just makes it be aggravating for me. It's kind of like doing fishing tournaments. You know, I like to fish, but a fishing tournament just makes it aggravating.
Puts too much pressure on it and takes the enjoyment out of it. Makes it into a job. I get that. But hopefully I can get through this extra class and get my license, then you're done. Unless you want to go into commercial radio, above that, so I don't know. But it's definitely very dry material to try to get through.
The wreck, their pickup truck was upside down.
I don't know how that happened.
If what you were learning had more to do about what the benefit, what you were, you know, what you were gaining, I could understand. But, you know, to make me understand how a radio works and everything, to me, has nothing to do with what you're offering. And it's just too aggravating.
It's like knowing how it works. And that goes back to my technical background working on cars. I think if you're going to use something, you need to know how it works, the basics of it anyway. That way you can better understand when things are happening. I get what they're doing, so I appreciate it. It's just covering that much information that dry in that format is tough for me.
Don't like it. It's the same way, you know. Give me the book with the question and the one answer. Question and one answer, and then I can relate them and, you know, and pass it. You know, it's for me. It's, you know, you if you don't use the band, they want to get rid of it, but then you make it so hard to use the band.
And that's to keep a lot of the garbage that's on. Greatly appreciate that, but. I don't know. Hopefully when they change it this year, it'll be different. And because it's supposed to be more up to we assume it will be more up-to-date radios, like the software-defined radio, since technology's heading that way.
And, you know, you go into all the digital modes, and if you talked about, you know, how to input the information into the, you know, the FT8 programs and why you got to do this and that. It works better that way.
It's so different for every program. I mean, FT8, JSA Call, Packet, Gritty, Winlink, all that stuff is just, the radios are set up so different. It's hard to use them all at one time.
Internet stuff than to do what we're doing now.
Well, Ken, I am at my first stop, so tomorrow I have to bail out of here and see if I can get this day started. Hopefully it's better than last week. Find nothing wrong with this truck again. So I hope you have a great day, and it's a productive day for you, but you stay safe out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, Ken.
Yeah, roger that. 7-3, Patrick. You have a safe day out there, and yeah, time is perfect. I just backed into my spot, so you have a good one. I'll catch you later. KN4TFW.